Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. Daring automobilists shared the roads with covered wagons and stagecoaches. Rutted, muddy roads had changed little since the days of colonial America, and yet people were taking the road in ever-increasing numbers. And for those with wealth, the road trips were made in fabulous land yachts with futuristic amenities. It was an era of unprecedented transition.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Before we begin this morning's journey through time, I want to say thank you to the Boys of the Road crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com. In the summer of 1915, the then 21-year-old Edsel Ford and some friends from college set out on a cross-country trip from Michigan to California. Their destination was the Panama Pacific Exposition in San Francisco. They experienced broken axles, shredded tires, muddy roads, sandy roads, rocky roads, and a scarcity of gasoline. On July 16th, they left Williams, Arizona, and arrived at the Brunswick Hotel in Kingman, Arizona, shortly before midnight. Edsel noted that it was a good day run, and they had just driven over 150 miles. As an historic footnote, horse-drawn stagecoaches operated out of Kingman until 1916. On August 21, 1915, Roland Conklin of the Roland Gas Electric Motor Bus Company, his family, a chauffeur, mechanic, maid, and cook, departed Huntington, New York for a two-month, 5,000-mile cross-country camping trip. Conklin, one of the wealthiest men in America, had commissioned construction of a 25-foot, 8-ton summer cottage on wheels that he dubbed the Gypsy Van. Wherever the Conklins stopped, throngs of people turned out to see the amazing land yacht. It was equipped with an electrical generator and incandescent lighting, a full kitchen, Pullman-style sleeping berths, fold-away tables and desks, a concealed bookcase, a phonograph, convertible sofas with throw pillows, a variety of small appliances, including an electric range and oven, a shower with hot and cold water, and even a rooftop garden. In the summer of 1919, a young lieutenant colonel named Dwight D. Eisenhower, the future president of the United States, participated in the first Army Transcontinental Motor Convoy. The expedition consisted of 81 motorized Army vehicles, including motorcycles and a truck outfitted as a machine shop, and 302 men that crossed the United States from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco, a venture covering a distance of 3,251 miles in 62 days. The endeavor was organized to test the mobility of a modern motorized military during wartime conditions. Though most of the expedition followed the Lincoln Highway, the premier road for automobiles in America, the convoy was plagued with issues. On some days, the mud or sand was so bad, soldiers collapsed from exhaustion after driving and pushing their vehicles a mere 20 miles. The convoy galvanized good roads associations and called attention to the nation's needs for an improved highway system. The first decades of the 20th century were an era of dramatic transition. In 1901, Alexander Winton attempted and failed to drive from coast to coast. 2 years later, Dr. Jackson became the first person to drive a car across the United States. In 1906, a Stanley steamer was driven to a new land speed record, 149.6 miles per hour. By 1909, American automobile manufacturers were producing more than 250,000 vehicles annually. And in 1915, when Edsel Ford followed the National Old Trails Road to California, more than 20,000 people that had driven from outside the state of California attended the Panama Pacific Exposition. I wonder where Mr. Conklin's amazing gypsy van is, if it even still exists. That would be an amazing historic link to a time when the world was poised between the stirrup and throttle. Okay, folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week. Join us next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim, an adventure through time. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, a near perfect blending of the past and present, a living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Thank you for joining us this morning. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.